Welcome back to the program. Next week's Magic Millions Gold Coast two-year-olds in training sale will feature 295 exciting prospects, with buyers looking to secure their next Group 1 star at the best performing Breeze Up style auction in Australasia, as it's been dubbed. Vin Cox from Magic Millions joining us this morning. How are you, Vin?
Yeah, good morning, Jo. I'm very well, isn't it?
How have all the preparations been going?
Look, it's with a sale like this, and any sale really, it starts about 2 or 3 months out. With this sale in particular, it really starts in earnest when you get the horses on the track. So about 2 weeks ago, we had the first of the breezes at Seymour, and then another lot on the Gold Coast, and then Warwick Farm. So in three different states, and we've got another breeze up session on Monday before the sale starts on Tuesday.
And there's been a couple of horses that have breezed very well.
Oh, yeah. You're always going to get a bunch. And look, like any year, we hope to get a whole lot of horses that run good time. But as Michael Friedman said in an interview I saw during the week, it's not entirely about the times that they run. He likes to have a look at their action. There are plenty of buyers out there that prefer to assess their action rather than looking at the times of the horses.
Mm. How's the overall quality of sales like this changed in recent years? Is it getting better?
Oh, it is, Joe. It's up until probably 5, 6, 7 years ago, it was still a fairly immature market by comparison to, say, our Northern Hemisphere counterparts, where they've got a very sophisticated two-year-old sales season. We're very much getting towards that stage. And now we're selling Group 1 winners. We sold a Group 1 winner out of last year's sale in Capital Gain. In the past, you could nearly accuse it of not quite being a cull sort of sale, but just not getting that high-end product. And now we've got vendors that is their total model, or the total business model, is buying yearlings and training them on as two-year-olds. And when you've got that, you know that the market has matured, and people are there, and their primary MO is to sell their horses. So in the past, they may have held on to them. So it has turned a real corner.
Mm. And, of course, the best way to change perception positively is to have graduates go on and win races, and they have been from this sale all over the world. Horses like Pardo and a Hong Kong-trained horse, Amusing City, and various winners from Singapore that have come through this sale.
Yeah. In fact, in the last 5 years, we've sold 36 stakes performers. Out of our two-year-old sale, which is, it's a good indication as to the quality of horses that we're now getting in that sale.
Mm. So is the market now more skewed towards the domestic buying bench, or is this a sale that generally attracts those Asian buyers with wanting ready-made racehorses?
Oh, it definitely caters for the Asian buyer, no question. And we'll get strong participation from Hong Kong, Singapore. We've got a big group coming this year from the Philippines, Macau, and Korea. But we do work very hard on attracting our local buyer. I mean, the thing is, we've got a bunch of horses that are Vobis qualified, Bob's qualified, Cutis qualified, and it gives an opportunity for guys that have missed out on a horse through the year to get on a horse that's ready-made, it's broken in, it's galloped up, and you don't have to go and give hundreds of thousands of dollars for them. There are plenty of them sell for sub 50,000.
So Capital Gain's been a great advertisement for this sale, and the majority of the horses offered, of course, are eligible for the Singapore Golden Horseshoe Series?
That's correct. The Golden Horseshoe Series is something that was developed by Ozhorse, ourselves, and our opposition, where if they're sold as yearlings at one of our sales, in an Australian sale, they are eligible for the Golden Horseshoe Series. It's a very lucrative bonus, so we get a lot of interest from our Singapore owners and Singapore trainers.
And the sale will be held, of course, over 2 days.
That's correct. Starting on Tuesday, we've got breeze ups on Monday on the Gold Coast. Some 85 odd horses going down on Monday morning. We start selling on Tuesday morning. Then again on Wednesday, and on the end of Wednesday session, we have around 30 odd racehorses sell as well.
And no doubt preparations well underway, of course, for the big sale in January. How's the lead up thus far been, Vin?
Oh, well, it's been fantastic. We've had the last couple of months out of the field inspecting the yearlings, and It's with the entries have been startling, and the quality is going to another level again. I know we say it every year, but the support we've got from the leading breeders around the country is just fantastic. And while we're a little way from releasing the catalogue, we're probably a good month away yet, we're very excited and can't wait to get it out into people's hands.
Its arrival is always eagerly anticipated, isn't it?
Oh, it is, you know, and and rightly so. It's the quality of horses that we do sell through our generous sale, it does, horses like Winks, etc. It's fantastic advertisement for us and makes it very easy to promote our sales year on year.
Thanks for talking to us on the program, Vin, and there's no doubt we'll be talking to you a bit over the next couple of months.
Great to talk to you, Joe. Look forward to catching up.
That's Vin Cox from Magic Millions. Their 2-year-olds in training sale starts next Tuesday.